You've just finished a training session. You've had a busy week. You were just telling me there you were down in a training camp down at Limerick Soccer training camp.
Coaching. I finished the game on Sunday. Sure, obviously, great high in relation to that. Yeah. And then headed game on Saturday, and then literally headed back down to Limerick on Sunday. So, it's been a busy few days, but a productive few days. So, delighted to get back and see the girls here today. So, looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, I was watching you training tonight. I was sitting in the comfort of the car, mind you. Because it's, even though it's summer, it's nippy enough. But you're doing a lot of shooting practice and tight games, working on different things. But there's a great buzz around the squad. I was talking to Aisling earlier, captain, and she said there's a great old buzz around the place.
Yeah, I'd have to say the atmosphere is brilliant. Like we look forward in coming to the field. We look forward to training. You know, we look forward to catching up with each other. Mm-hmm. I suppose the effort and the application within the sessions has been really, really good. As we decided when we were going after this that we were going to make kind of every day count. So every night that we train, we want to add a little something and maybe improve another element of our game. So we've just done that, like week on week, you know, day by day, week by week, game by game. That's kind of been our mantra. So every night that we come to the field, it's an opportunity to get better, and that's what we've been doing, and we've thoroughly enjoyed it.
So you've hit the ground running, really. You didn't have time to think about anything. You're a couple of months, and you know, you were left, none of the backroom team were left, so you had to kind of sort things out as quickly as possible.
I don't think I even hit the ground, Liam. I think we just went running. I suppose I've been very lucky when I did kind of, you know, County Board got in touch and we went back in. I put out a call of arms, per se, and I've been hugely lucky with the people who have come back in to help out. I told them that it'd probably be about 17 days, but it's extended, but none of us are complaining. So the likes of Tom Dunn and Dennis Fitzpatrick, two of the lads that I worked with when I was here with Anthony Masterson, just fantastic help. You know, Peter O'Brien and Shane Murphy, again, just literally no questions asked, involved in the county minor team and involved in the county under 16 team, development officer, just been brilliant. And again, I think I've pulled every favour that I've ever had, or I have a lot of favours to refill. So I had the likes of Laura Corrig and Anthony Masterson coming in doing a couple of guest sessions, and just been brilliant, been a brilliant support, you know. It's just been excellent.
A good few young girls have emerged since the last time we were at this stage, haven't they? And you still have Kelly, and you still have Clara, and you still have a few wise heads around there. Of course, you have Roisin Murphy as well, so they're kind of the backbone of the team, and Katrina Murray is back, and nobody has a jink like her, I think.
100%, yeah. There's a real, really good blend of youth and experience here in relation to this group, you know. And you know, it's I think we were saying 7 or 8 years since we've been in an All-Ireland semi-final. So the last time was when they won the Junior All-Ireland back all those years ago. So I suppose then we didn't think it would maybe, it was be as long again before we see a semi-final. But you know, again, I suppose hopefully it's a good omen. So the last time they were in it, they won it. But in relation to the girls here, you know, fantastic leaders. I mean, you're mentioning girls there. There's a couple, I would say, more experienced than older, even, as in some of them, I actually think that they're older than what they are, because they're playing since they were so young. And I suppose the likes of Clara, Kelly, you know, Roisin, you mentioned, you know, still plenty of years left in them. But great to see the likes of, you know, Lauren and Dervla Doyle. And I hate naming names in a way, because I'm picking out, but Shereen Hamilton, you know, the Bridges. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, so there's been a number of players who have broken through into the squad. Aisling Halligan, you know, girls who maybe, the girls that weren't here maybe when I was here a couple of years ago. So, you know, and other players who maybe were squad players at that time that are really pushing or have pushed themselves into being starting players, like say Kira Banville, you know, has come in and has really just bossed it in midfield. So, you know, yeah, it's excellent, and it's important to have that blend. I'd always say you need two or three youngsters coming through every year in order to, you know, it's a building process. So you want two or three pushing into that squad, and within a year or two, you want them pushing into the team. So, yeah, it's great to see that.
Now, you didn't see, you weren't involved in any of the division games, the league games that were played, but Laois won Division 3, you know, the likes of, they've a lot of Ellen Heary, they've Laura Neary, who's a brilliant player, Jane Moore in midfield, and Liam Fitzpatrick, so they've a lot of talent around the place, haven't they?
Yeah, no, they do, and I suppose a couple of years ago, they would have made up a lot of a good minor team that had come through Laois. It had good success, and those players are starting to come of age now, you know. So they've got attacking threats from a number of areas. You know, we spent a good bit of time looking at them over the last few days, obviously since we got over the line. But the likes of, you know, you've mentioned that there's two Nearys, Mo Nearney as well inside, you know, Aroni Fitzpatrick, midfielder very strong. They like to attack from wing back areas. They like to congest centrally. So, you know, it's a massive battle on our hands, and some really, really good players. And again, they're coming with that momentum of having, you know, come out of Division 3, very hard division to get out of at times. You know, a lot of teams of a similar level and whatnot. So they've been knocking on the door for a couple of years. So they got over the line this year, and deservedly so. Good side, are going to cause us lots of problems, but hopefully that we can cause them equally the same amount of problems and some. I suppose that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, the style of football, if you move it fast, which you're very good at, and you have the forwards inside to avail of that. I suppose when you reflect on the Westmeath game, maybe it was a kick in the arse, really, that before the game you knew that you were already through. For some reason or other, they had played the game, the deciding game before your game, and maybe that affected the performance a little bit, but at the same time, maybe it was just a little reminder that, you know, we're not quite there yet.
Yeah, and I think that's always good. I think you have an opportunity to learn more in defeat sometimes than victory. Now, it's great when you can learn from a defeat that still allows you to go through to a quarter-final, you know. So, absolutely. And I suppose we had two really competitive games the previous 2 weeks. Yeah, and I think so. And I think we've been able to take some of the learnings from that Westmeath game that we were able to build on last weekend. And again, back to the field tonight, and there's a couple of areas even still from that game that we're still working on correcting. And I think it just gives everyone a little bit of a reset, and as I said, once you take the work-ons and you bring it to the field and we can improve on them again, every time we come we're just trying to add a little bit more and maybe minus some of the errors or the mistakes. And I think if we can continuously keep doing that, I think we'll find ourselves in hopefully a very good position next weekend.
Yeah, it does playing every week does it have its benefits, or is it a little bit of a drawback? Because you had a pretty tough game, or it was a pretty rough physical game, robust game last week, I think, against Down.
Yeah, 100%. Our physio, Ivan, I think he had as much steps as some of the players now, because he was at one end of the field and then he was back up to the other end for the first 15 minutes. We were nearly trying to see what subs we were going to make, because we had players dropping in all areas. So yeah, like there's a great element of playing games week on week, but I suppose it would have been great to maybe get a 2 week period. But look, to be honest, you know what, as in sometimes too, that games week to week,
you don't have time to think about
it. No, and you know what? Sometimes that's even better. You know what I mean? And like we said, Laois are in the same boat. They played last weekend as well. So like we recovered well. We did a recovery session on Sunday after the game. You know, we've given them an extra night. We came back a night later this week, just to give another day, just for the bodies. Really fresh, really bounced, good energy tonight. So you know what? Sometimes it's actually great that literally we turn and we go again. So yeah, I think, as you said, it has its pros and cons, but probably more pros and cons. We'll go with that.
Well, the best of luck on Sunday to you and the girls, Lizzie. It's been a hectic time. You don't mind continuing for another couple of weeks, mind you? You'd love that.
Absolutely.
Clough Park, the 5th of September.
Yeah, it'd be absolutely fantastic, you know. And as in, we said, I suppose, when we came in that it was going to be maybe 17 or 18 days. And if it was after that we'd be very, very happy and that we take that. So absolutely, I would love to see these girls. Again, this is an opportunity, and that's what it is. And they don't come around every day. We're a long time, as we said, waiting to get into another semi-final. And, you know, I suppose I'd like us to turn up. I'd like us to perform. And I think if we do that, I think, well, wherever the cards fall after that, we'll be happy.
Thanks, Lizzie.
Thanks a million, Liam.
Thanks, Lizzie.
Thanks.